sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, go. Proclaim the good news, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. The people are harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Christ needs you. You are the ones Jesus sends out. That's the literal meaning of apostolic, the sent out ones. Our Exodus reading sets the stage. God says, "Indeed, the whole world is mine, but you are my priestly kingdom." That is, you are my messengers. You are my practitioners. You are my caregivers. You are my proclaimers, my healers, my raisers of the dead. You are my exorcists. God needs you all to be God's reflection of Christ for this world. And by the way, Jesus says, don't expect payment in this Gospel of Matthew. Don't expect payment. Don't expect accolades or recognition. In fact, expect the opposite. Expect ridicule, even hatred. And probably these days, just expect to be ignored like none of Jesus' transformational, life-conquering death ministry even matters. Expect that. Gospel of Matthew. Also, interestingly here, Jesus sends us in this text to our own people. Not to Gentiles or Samaritans, not to outsiders, people who have never heard, never seen, people who don't understand yet. No, Jesus sends us to our own house. Christians go to Christians. Virginians go to Virginians. White people go to white people. Fathers, on this Father's Day, talk to other fathers. Straight people, talk to other straight people. Police officers, talk to other police officers. Protesters, speak to fellow protesters. Young adults, speak to other young people, and so on. Christ gives you authority over unclean spirits, friends. Racism is an unclean spirit. Violence is an unclean spirit. Sexism is an unclean spirit. Heterosexism is an unclean spirit. Privileged ignorance, arrogance, and entitlement are unclean spirits. Name them. Exclusivism is an unclean spirit. Name them, friends in Christ. And then Jesus gives you authority over unclean spirits. Cast those demons out. This is our mission statement from Jesus. Raise the dead. Why aren't there more churches whose mission statements and vision statements out on their bulletin boards and their front signs and their business cards talk about raising the dead and casting out demons? I mean, that's what Jesus says and sends us to do. Bethlehem Lutheran Church, raising the dead since 1962. I remember when I got here to Bethlehem just 5 years ago. It's about 5 years right now. 5 years ago. And, you know, it's helpful to talk about mission statements and vision statements when you start a new call and sort of understand what's the direction. I understand mission statement as being a statement about who we are and a vision statement about where we are going. So I was kind of ready to engage that conversation. And I think it was received with, please God, no. Not because we don't want to talk about it, because we have been talking about that for a while, is the sense I got here at Bethlehem. And, you know, I'm glad, actually. I'm not crazy about it either, coming up with creative, fun things. You know what? Jesus already did that work also. And we have some things. We've got some things we can work with and have had different mission statements. But you know, at the end of it, Jesus already did that work. He already gave us the mission statement, the vision statement, who we are and where we're going. Raise the dead. That's who we are. We are a group of people who raise the dead and who cast out demons. It's who we are and it's where we're going. So many people in our world are like zombies, walking dead. Hollowed out, empty of their fire, their passion, their hope. their capacity for love and justice and peace. They're just worn down so much. Raise them up, friends in Christ. You're called to do that. Jesus isn't messing around here. This is not just the job of the fiery advocates in front of microphones and cameras on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, or all the Lincoln memorials, if you will, in this nation, in this world. In fact, most all of those, quote, radicals deem themselves at one point not qualified for the task, like Jeremiah in the Old Testament. But like Prophet Amos in the Old Testament, we've been studying this, God took them from tending sheep and dressing sycamore trees. God took them from tending sheep and dressing sycamore trees. From fields and farms, from the edges, God takes us and put them in the center, gave them the words and called them to speak out against the powers and principalities, against the demonic forces and energies of this world. You are Amos. You are Esther. God needs you for such a time as this, to quote from the book of Esther. I heard a colleague say recently, and sadly, that being prophetic is just not his gift. I'm called to be a pastor and a teacher, he said. And you know, I share that impulse, but I beg to differ based on scripture. I think he meant it's not his preference. And I get that too. Jesus' disciples, this ragtag group of fishermen and tax collectors and who knows what else, never imagined themselves prophets, but they received the gift of being named the sent out ones. Casting out demons, raising the dead, not because it was their preference, but because Jesus called out to them and gave them a mission as a gift. Jesus calls and sends you to Christians as a gift. You are the prophets we've been waiting for. People are dying despite the progress that has been made. And our Juneteenth celebrations this weekend, Black and brown lives are still being overlooked, discarded, and crushed. Despite the progress that's been made in our Pride celebrations this month, trans lives are still being overlooked, discarded, and crushed. The list can go on, and the legislation goes on. Jesus calls us into the work and energy of every single person and all members of God's glorious cosmos matter. Yesterday, Heather and I were watching the docuseries When the Levees Broke, a requiem in four parts about not just the devastation of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, but the devastation of Black and brown bodies in the aftermath. The inhumane treatment of Americans on American soil. Harassed is an understatement. Horror gets a little bit closer. How does this call of Jesus play out for you as you go back to your own house this Father's Day weekend, this Juneteenth weekend? It's not going to be easy, friends in Christ. The imagery is clear. Jesus says just a few verses after this passage for today, I'm sending you out as sheep into the midst of wolves. Yeah, expect pushback. Expect the sabotage. Expect the hate letters. That'll take the shock out of it when we expect it when it comes. I found in my ministry that the more explicit we are in welcoming everyone, in proclaiming justice to all, the more pushback we experience as a church. When you're vague and saying everyone's welcome, you're probably going to be fine because you're just vague. When you get specific, watch out. The more welcoming, the more closed off others might get towards you. The more peace-filled, and I don't mean passive, that's a different thing. The more peace-filled we are, the more conflicts Jesus' apostles encounter. Ironic, isn't it? The more love we proclaim, the more hate we see. Jesus doesn't mince words. You will be hated because of me. We'll also see more apathy. The more love we proclaim, the more apathy we see. People check out. Elie Wiesel said, the opposite of love is not hate. It's apathy. When all that happens, the hatred, the apathy, the pushback, move on, Jesus says. When they try to kill you in one town, move on to the next, Jesus says. When they try to kill you, move on. So many times in church life, we try something, and when it doesn't work, we give up. Never try again. It killed us. Knocking on doors to invite people into the neighborhood. Well, we tried that in the 80s. It didn't work. We actually tried it here just 2 years ago. One person showed up that day to put up door hangers. Didn't work. What does Jesus say? Try throwing the nets out on the other side of the boat. That's the kind of stuff Jesus says. Just keep moving on. Don't give up. Just keep trying. Try somewhere else. You know, my favorite theological character in all of Disney animation, Dory, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. And also with Dory, she keeps on being kind. I'm talking about the little fish in Finding Nemo. She just keeps being kind. She's not a zombie. She keeps swimming and she keeps being kind. Know that you are mine, Jesus says, that I love you, that I have called you by name, and that I have redeemed you. So just keep going and just keep being kind. Just keep acting for justice. Jesus sends us into dangerous waters, tells us to be faithful to the gospel, to call out evil, to proclaim radical welcome and justice, and just keep swimming in the waters of our baptism and keep being kind. I'd love to unpack that word sometime, kind. It's got the word kind, which from German, child. It's got kin, K-I-N, you know, all people, kin. And of course, kind, you know, nice, loving, compassionate, justice seeking. Friends, what I skipped over at the very beginning of this passage is that this whole thing starts with Jesus having compassion on them all, kindness for them all. He saw that they were suffering. He saw that they were being harassed with no shepherd, and he has compassion for us first. I said it last week, that word compassion, it's no sweet, sentimental, touchy-feely thing. It is literally, from that Greek word, it is gut-wrenching, heart-aching, chest-beating, unconditional, stomach-flipping love. Jesus leads with that. Jesus aches with love for us. Jesus' love for you and for everyone is not of the Hallmark card quality. It is suffering love. It's going up on the cross love. It's love that bends the universe and moves the stars and crumbles the mountains of racism and hatred and raises the dead. It's love that cracks the cruel oppressor's rod and swings wide the prison doors. It's love that tears free the stuck, that gathers in the lost, that lifts up the downtrodden and welcomes home the prodigal. That love is yours this day. And it is so good that you can't help but let that same earth-moving, gut-flipping love fling you back out there into the choppy, stormy waters of this moment and this season. Because even and especially out there is where God still got us, where Christ proclaims and promises never to abandon us. Those waters won't overwhelm us, for Jesus is by our side through it all and speaks the words again today. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Now here's your mission. And so we trust that and we follow that, even with joy. Will you pray with me? Send us, Jesus, to where you already are. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.